"Get out your razor and slash me," Ignatius said as Lana and Darlene went in. "Throw lye in my face. Stab me." You wouldn't realize, of course, that it was my interest in civil rights which led to my becoming a crippled vendor of Franks. I lost a particularly successful position because of my stand on the racial question. My broken feet are the indirect result of my sensitive social conscience.
Whoa! Leave a pan kick your ass out for trying to get all them poor colored people thrown in jail, huh?
How do you know about that? Ignatius asked guardedly. Were you involved in that particularly abortive coup?
No, I hear people's talking around.
You did? Ignatius asked interestedly. No doubt they made some mention of my carriage and bearing. Thus, I am recognizable. I hardly suspected that I have become a legend. Perhaps I abandoned that movement too hastily.
Ignatius was delighted. This was developing into a bright day after many bleak ones.
I have probably become a martyr of sorts.
He belched.
Would you care for a hot dog? I extend the same courteous service to all colors and creeds. Paradise Vendors has been a pioneer in the field of public accommodations.
How come a white cat like you, talking so good, selling weenies?
Please blow your smoke elsewhere. My respiratory system, unfortunately, is below par. I suspect that I am the result of particularly weak conception on the part of my father. His sperm was probably emitted in a rather offhand manner.
This was luck, Jones thought. The fat mother dropped out of the sky just when he needed him most.
You must be out of your mind, man. You ought to have you a good job, big Buick, all that shit. Whoa! Air conditioner, color TV?
I have a very pleasant occupation, Ignatius answered icily. Outdoor work, no supervision. The only pressure is on the feet.
If I go to college, I wouldn't be dragging no meat wagon around selling people a lot of garbage and shit.
Please! Paradise products are of the very highest quality.
Ignatius wrapped his cutlass against the curb.
Anyone employed by that dubious bar is not in a position to question another's occupation.
Shit, you think I like the night of joy? Ooh-wee! I want to get someplace. I like to get someplace good, be gainfully employed, make me a living wage.
Just as I suspected, Ignatius said angrily. In other words, you want to become totally bourgeois. You people have all been brainwashed. I imagine that you'd like to become a success or something equally vile.
Hey, now you get me. Whoa!
I really don't have the time to discuss the errors of your value judgments. However, I would like some information from you. Do you by any chance have a woman in that den who is given to reading?
Yeah, she all the time slipping me something to read, telling me I be improving myself. She pretty decent.
Oh my God!
The blue and yellow eyes flashed.
Is there any way that I can meet this paragon?